is Chuck Sheehan. I'm the Deputy Inspector General of EPA. The agency does much good work and has many accomplishments protecting the public health and the environment of American citizens. EPA's many thousands of employees put in long hours every year to this high cause. Nonetheless, in an attempt to assist EPA perform at an ever higher level, the Office of the Inspector General has identified certain areas of concern threading through agency operations, attention to which by the agency could bring stronger environmental results for the public served by EPA. The Office of the Inspector General has thus identified 6 management challenges and 1 internal control weakness for fiscal year 2014. Management challenges are programs or functions with greater vulnerability to waste, fraud, abuse, and mismanagement. An internal control weakness is a deficiency or flaw that does not allow management or employees to prevent or detect vulnerabilities in a timely manner. This year, for 2014, the Inspector General's office has identified 6 management challenges and 1 internal control weakness. The first management challenge is that EPA needs to improve oversight of states authorized to accomplish environmental goals. Robust oversight by EPA of states authorized to implement environmental programs on EPA's behalf under many statutes is a fundamental pillar of environmental protection in this country. For example, 49 of 50 states administer Safe Drinking Water Act programs on EPA's behalf. 48 states are authorized to administer the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act Hazardous Waste Program, and every state administers Title V of the Clean Air Act for EPA. This management challenge has been on the books since 2008. There has been progress of late, however. The Deputy Administrator recently convened a senior-level work group identifying ideas for enhancing the efficiency and effectiveness of the oversight process for approved state programs. However, recently there have been some difficulties identified by the Inspector General's office. In March of this year, we reported that the U.S. Virgin Islands experienced a lapse in beach monitoring as required under the Clean Water Act. In 2011, we had recommended that the Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance establish a clear and credible escalation policy for EPA intervention when states do not act to ensure that the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, and RCRA are enforced. As of this spring, that office had not yet completed agreed to corrective actions. The second management challenge focuses on safe reuse of contaminated sites. Many Superfund sites need to be monitored for decades because contamination is not fully removed or cleaned up. Many of these sites are ultimately converted to residential use, and this fact has amplified the challenge in ensuring that contaminated sites are safe and remain safe for reuse in the long term. Past OIG work has reported that some states were not financially prepared to take over their long-term monitoring and professional maintenance responsibilities for Superfund cleanups. Professional certifications for due diligence investigations were also lacking in some respects. We've noted that EPA conducts no oversight of the requirement to meet the continuing obligations requirement at brownfields properties funded by EPA. There has been some progress. EPA recently developed several new guidance documents for 5-year reviews, guidance documents on institutional controls. EPA has promoted education and outreach materials on institutional controls. This is all positive work. We continue to conduct additional evaluation work in this area and plan to issue additional reports in 2014. But in the meantime, this challenge remains on our list. Number 3, regulatory and resource limitations constrain the EPA's assessment and management of chemical risks. Limited authorities, limited data, and resource constraints inhibit the agency's effective implementation of statutes meant to ensure that the production and distribution of chemicals does not harm environmental health or the environment. The recent chemical release into the waters near Charleston, West Virginia, is a case in point. EPA has, however, made progress. In February of 2012, it issued its existing chemicals program strategy. In 2013, it launched ChemView, which is an online database with information on more than 1,500 chemicals. But given our completed work, coupled with the size, complexity, and significance of chemical risks, this management challenge remains. Number four, EPA needs to improve its workload analysis to accomplish its mission more effectively and efficiently. EPA hasn't fully implemented controls and a methodology to determine workforce levels based on analysis of the agency's workload. There has been some progress. EPA has initiated pilot projects in Regions 1 and 6 to analyze the workload for air SIP, or state implementation plans, and for permits, as well as for water grants and permits. EPA has surveyed numerous frontline agency managers attempting to match workforce and workload needs. While good things have happened, much work remains to be done. EPA needs to continue to take action to improve its workload analysis capabilities, agency-wide implementation on a systematic basis, and make more headway in this area. Number five, EPA must enhance information technology security to combat cyber threats. Cyber threats are a well-known and common feature of modern governmental life. We hear much about them in the news. EPA acknowledges that advanced persistent threats continue for itself as well as for all federal agencies. Recent OIG reports have identified four areas to address cybersecurity challenges. First, strengthening user authentication and identification processes. Second, correcting known weaknesses in incident response capability. Third, developing a vulnerability remediation program. And four, identifying needed and current skill sets for personnel with significant security responsibilities. Number six, EPA needs improved management oversight of fraud and abuse in time and attendance, computer usage, and real property management. Recent events indicate inattention by some supervisors at EPA regarding time and attendance controls, employee computer usage, and real property management. Two recent high-profile occurrences were, first, the matter involving John Beale, a senior official who perpetrated fraud that cost the government nearly $900,000 over more than a dozen years. This fraud occurred in the category of pay, retention bonuses, and travel. And second, EPA's main headquarters warehouse contained multiple unauthorized hidden personal spaces, had numerous security and safety hazards, and other flaws in its operations. Additionally, EPA has steadily been denying employees who are attempting to gain access to gaming sites, to pornographic sites, and to gambling sites. EPA needs to further confront these internal control problems and improve management oversight of them. Lastly is the one internal control weakness identified by the Office of the Inspector General for this year. The focus, contract management. EPA must better monitor costs and assess employee qualifications for its contracts. While the Office of Acquisition Management has an internal control program in place, that program is just beginning to identify weakness areas and corrective actions to take. In the meantime, this is our one internal control weakness identified for this year. For more information about this report and any other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The hashtag is @EPAOIG. Thank you.